Hi, this is Dale Thronberry with Veterans Radio. We're on TDY this weekend, and so we're going to be replaying our program from the October 9th, 2016, only this time we're going to have more music from Michael J. Martin. And our guest is Michael J. Martin's daughter, Andy Martin, who will be sharing some stories about her dad, and of course we'll be playing many of her songs. And by the way, we know that you all love Michael J. and Tim Holliday's music, and if you want to get some now, you can, because Andy has remastered many of the original CDs, and if you want them, you can contact Andy Martin at andymartin23@rocketmail.com. That's Andy Martin, the number 23@rocketmail.com, and she'll let you know what she has available and what the costs are and so on and so forth. So in the meantime, we want you all to sit back and enjoy the program, and we will see you next week.
All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
Well, you shuffle to the left, shuffle to the back, shuffle down the circle till your head feels like, shuffle down the hall till you see the sign, and you're back where you started. That's the end of the line. Do the VA shuffle,
VA shuffle,
VA shuffle,
VA shuffle.
Takes a lot of patience, folks. That's patient at the
VA hospital.
Yeah. All right, we are back on Veterans Radio, and for many of us that work in and out of the VA hospital, that's one of our favorite songs. I know I'm humming it every time I go over there. We are privileged today to have joining us on our program and Michael J. Martin's daughter, Andy Martin. And Andy, I want to welcome you to the Veterans Radio.
Hi, Dale. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are things down there in Texas?
Good. I'm kind of nervous. I could use one of those veterans beers right now.
We'll see if we can get one down to you. not within an hour. But I wanted to have you on the program today, and we've talked about this many times. I've been trying to find Michael J. Martin music for the last couple of weeks, and this guy was so prolific and just wrote so many songs, and unfortunately many of them were back in the cassette days. And I know you've got something coming up, and we'll talk about that later. But so what was it like growing up with this traveling troubadour?
Well, that was the thing about Daddy. You know, he was so much to so many people, but he still always had time to be Daddy, you know. So he always, you know, made sure I was a part of it. He felt like it was very important for me to know what was going on. So I grew up going on the road with him as much as possible, as much as school would allow. So, you know, I was on the very first march in 85. You know, I still get teased about walking too fast because I wanted, at 8 years old, I wanted to be able to keep up with Daddy, so I had to learn how to walk fast. So I get teased about walking too fast now.
I hate to interrupt. Could you tell our audience about these marches? What was he up to?
Well, the very first march was in 1985, and it went from Dallas to the Alamo in San Antonio, 300 miles. The whole point was to get attention for the Vietnam veteran and the POW MIA issue. No one was talking about it. No one wanted to talk about Vietnam at all. No one, half the veterans didn't even want to admit that they were there because there was this air of shame around it. And Daddy and Doc Holliday wanted to say, no, put your fist in the air and say, hell yes, I was there and I'm proud that I served my country. And you will honor me and you will stand at respect with me. And that was the whole point.
And I know.
Not forget my brother that is left over there. You are not going to forget that he's still there. Quit telling me to forget.
Absolutely. Yeah, get over it. I think would probably be the comment that we heard so many times. And how would you describe your father's music?
Oh.
That's a tough question, I know.
Daddy, yeah, Daddy could, you know, he has songs that, I know that you don't have that particular CD, but his very first album that he did was Windmill. And there's songs on there that just the most beautiful melodies. And the way that Daddy could paint a picture, I mean, Van Gogh had nothing on him.
Mm-hmm.
The way that he could just make you feel like you were standing right beside him, seeing every little detail that he was seeing, you know, and nobody could do that. And then he could turn around and do a song like Bug or Face and just make you laugh hysterically. He could hit every single genre, you know, and just nail it. There was nothing that Daddy couldn't do, including impersonations. I've still never seen anybody do a better Elvis Presley than my daddy. So.
Well, as I was listening to all the music, and I should have brought that one along. He does a pretty good impression of Johnny Cash too.
Oh, he does a good Johnny, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. In fact, you were talking about how some of these songs were so important. I wanted to play one here. It's called "I Ain't Here Alone." And this was one that I don't remember which particular CD I put it off of. And I've got to spread this a little bit because I...
Well, it's actually on more than one, but it's also on Been There.
Yeah.
And it's also on, let's see, I believe it's Time to Lay It Down. And it's, so you can get it on both of those, and it's also on Johnny Comes Marching Home.
No, he's loading that up right now. And when it's one of those songs that when I listen to it, it just made me feel so much better that I wasn't alone. And I think that's one of the things that your dad was trying to do, was to let all of the Vietnam veterans and veterans in general just know that they're not alone. You know, even when
absolutely, it's a brotherhood and a sisterhood.
It
because
is
because it wasn't just the vets; it was the nurses that took care of them, and they were all in it together. And come home, put your fist in the air, say it with pride, and it still needs to be the message today.
Absolutely. So we're all queued up here, so we're going to take a listen to "I Ain't Here Alone."
One night this fellow at the bar started talking about the war. Tears of age welled up in his eyes. He said he had been through hell in the jungles and the jails. Just lost another job and another wife.
Michael J. Martin with "I Ain't Here Alone." It's very, I don't know, it gave me goosebumps every time I listen to these songs.
I'm the same way.
I know. You think it's got to happen. I found an interview that we did with your dad back in March of 2012, and he talks about his music, and he talks about the message that he was trying to get across was that, as you just pointed out so well, is that, you know, we're home, we are still comrades, we still want to fight together and take care of each other, and we can't let the people not do their part. And I think that that's really important. And he didn't want anybody to feel sad. I mean, some of the songs are sad, but they're uplifting in their own way, because he's trying to teach us, I think, to how to deal with the things that are going on around us.
Absolutely. You know, accept what you did, accept what you had to do, that you did what you had to do to survive, and that's okay. Come back and keep surviving.
Mm-hmm.
That was the message that Daddy wanted to keep going, and that's the message that needs to keep going today.
Well, every one of these songs, as I was listening to them, and I know you were listening to songs as well, because you keep sending me this is a good one, this is a good one, and you know they're all good. There are so many that I wanted to include. Tell me, I did find the one that was on your list, to "Take a Ride on the Moon." Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
I can. That one is from the album with the same name, and it was written based on the Larry McMurtry book, Lonesome Dove. And that particular one has always been a favorite of mine. He he wrote songs for it. You know, it's a lot of people, a lot of people's favorite movie. It was, you know,
Lonesome Dove, yes.
Tommy Lee Jones. And, you know, I mean, they did a great job, but he actually wrote the music before the movie ever came out. And I remember him coming up to me, I believe I was about maybe 7 or 8, and he said, "Hey, I have a new song. I want to play it for you." He played it for me, and he asked me what I thought, and I don't know how to tell him this, but I went ahead and I was honest, and I said, "Well, Daddy, I think it's kind of silly. You can't ride on the moon." So I remember him laughing and said, "Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted silly." So, you know, that's always been a favorite of mine, and the whole album is great, and he does songs based on the characters in the book. And if you've ever read the book and seen the movie, the CD should be sold with the book. It goes right along with it. In fact, to the point that if anybody knows the character Blue Duck, mm-hmm. I can't even listen to that song because I can't hear Daddy be that evil.
Okay.
So
we're going to play a little bit of that song. So we'll play a couple of minutes of it, and then we'll come back and talk to you in just a second. All right?
Okay.
Here we go.
The scout on this cattle drive was a black fella named Josh Dietz. He was a good, reliable man with uncanny senses and uncommonly good sense. Dietz enjoyed the simple pleasures of life. At night, he liked to ride the herd and calm them cows with a little tune. Sometimes at night, I look up at the sky. Wants to take me a ride on the moon. And if it's peaceful and quiet, and I can ease my poor mind, why, it don't look like it'd be hard to do. I just fetch me a ladder while she's hanging low, and climb up and hum her a two-one-one-one. No need to saddle, why, I just grab me a hold and take me a ride on the moon. Take me a ride on the moon. Take me a ride on the moon. Round up the stray stars, be back before morning. With tomorrow that's bound to be waved and it's done. Yeah.
And that was Michael J. Martin. And take a ride on the moon. I don't see why that's not possible.
Well, at 7 or 8, I was still trying to put the logistics of it together. So.
Well, that's true. That is true. So tell me how his music. Well, let me talk a little bit. Maybe you can talk a little bit about. Did you know Tim Holliday?
Very well. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about.
I can't remember
his
time
partner.
When I didn't know Doc.
Okay.
So.
Can you tell me a little bit about Doc Holliday? Because we're going to be talking with his wife Dixie in November and playing more of their music.
Well, Doc was about one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life, and his voice. Obviously, he had the most incredible singing voice, but just his speaking voice. He could probably talk anybody into anything with that voice. That voice just made you want to stop, shut up, listen, and do whatever he said to get him to keep talking. He just had this incredibly calming way about him, and I miss him. I miss him so much. He had this great smile, too. He would do this kind of sideways smile, mm-hmm. and you were just waiting for the next thing to drop, you know, and the two of them working together was perfect. You couldn't have planned it better.
Well, we got
stars aligned that day.
You can hear our music coming up there underneath there, so we got to take a break. We're talking with Andy Martin, the daughter of Michael J. Martin. We're going to have more of his music on the other side and a little clip of an interview with him. So you're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back.
Flip, flip. Lip right there, your lip, lip, lip right there.
I'm telling you if you don't know.
I'm telling you if you don't know.
Something's coming down the road.
Something's coming down the road.
We call ourselves Last Patrol.
We call ourselves Last Patrol.
We come to bring our brothers home.
We come to bring our brothers home.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Bring them all home.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
P-O-W-M-I-A.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and you are listening to the music of Michael J. Martin. And joining me on the line today is his daughter, Andy Martin. And Andy, we're back again after a break, as I said. What we're doing right now is we're loading up the interview that we did with your dad a number of years ago. And I wanted to let our audience know not only that they could go into our archives and find it, just type in under in a search engine, type in Michael J. Martin, but that he has been on our program at least 3 times. And in fact, he had his guitar in our studio here and played a couple of songs with us, which was pretty awesome.
Was it the one that he had signed?
Yeah, he gave Gary, gave up my partner, Gary Lilly, a CD of a, oh, I can't remember which one it was, though, but across the top of it, it said, "This is your own personal copy. Don't lose this one."
Gary Lilly was a good friend of his, yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, we've got this interview, and this is from 2012, and it runs about 5 minutes. I'm going to ask you to listen to it, and then we'll comment when it's over, okay?
Welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Hey, it's good to be back, Dale. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in.
You know, it's interesting listening to that song, why I picked that, and with all three of you that have been on the program today, is that your job, what you are doing, is letting the world know that these veterans that are coming home have, you know, many of us have paid the ultimate price. Some of us are just a little bit messed up from whatever it was that we did, and that we're not going to forget about any of them.
Well, that was the objective. You know, when Tim Holliday, old Navy corpsman, and I teamed up, I was an Army grunt point man for most of my year tour. And so the combination of the two of us, we kind of covered the whole spectrum there. But we set out from the get-go. We said, well, we're going to take on a very serious subject matter, but we're going to do it with pride, and we're going to talk about the camaraderie, and we're not going to be crying in your beer. That doesn't get you anywhere. That,
nope.
That self-pity is quicksand. It's a booby trap. So we stayed away with, you know, our songs are very real, but we stayed away from the pity that so many of the other artists, you know, the people that aren't Vietnam veterans, they tend to write with a overly sympathetic point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, they're born in the USA and still in Saigon and so forth. It's like, well, here are these poor guys that we should feel sorry for them. And I've never met a warrior that didn't want anybody to feel sorry for him.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And I think that that's so important. And one of the reasons that I wanted to do this program was, you know, all three of you have served in combat, and all of your songs are really, I find them all positive. Even if they're sad songs, there's still a very positive story behind them.
Well, I'm from the Woody Guthrie school. You know,
yeah.
He wrote about the Depression. But he said that it wasn't his job to bring people down. It was to lift them up. You know, so I've always used that credo, you know, and tried to make my songs, to write my songs in such a way that they wouldn't lift people up.
Well, we've been very fortunate in knowing Michael J. Martin for quite a while. He's a good friend of our former partner, Gary Lilly, and he's been up here in Michigan a number of times to perform. In fact, I think you were on one of our programs at one of our other stations, and you were playing live, and that's just amazing to download about when your daddy comes home.
Oh, yeah, I think that one's probably the most relevant. That would probably have been a really good choice. And it talks about, you know, the again, we go back to the realism, you know, that it's, you know, when your daddy comes home, it's those heart-rending images of these guys coming on to their families and so forth that they played on the news so much. But I think that a lot of times that they don't understand that there's going to be more to it. There's a one verse in it that says, when your daddy comes home, he may want to be, it's like a grandfather talking to the daughter, you know, and he said, when your daddy comes home, he may want to be alone. He may go off on his own sometimes. What we need to know is that we've done nothing wrong. It's just the war that he has known still on his mind. And I think that it kind of prepares people to let them know that even the ones that came out, you know, apparently in one piece, there's still scars, and anybody who's been touched by war is going to be impacted. And a lot of times that they overlook the casualties at home, the families that have to do without fathers and without husbands and so forth, you know. So I think that this kind of this gives a nod in their direction too, and I've really gotten great response off the song. It, you know, I'm recording here in Nashville with some really great people now, and I'm doing the best quality music that I've ever done, I believe.
Well, I'm going to be very excited to get that CD, Michael J. And as soon as I get it, we'll schedule you for another program so that we can listen to your new music. Because
anytime. You know, you mentioned Gary Lilly. I'm sure that you miss him terribly too. You know, and he's a guy that, you know, he was very helpful to me in my career, and he's the one that brought me up to Michigan. You know, for 10 years running, playing in colleges and high schools and so forth, you know, and I could do what he couldn't do. He couldn't sing. He said, if I could sing, I wouldn't need you. But he made it possible for me to do what I did, you know, that he set those things up and backed me. And, you know, he wasn't just a great friend. He was a great supporter, you know, and he really did help me get my music out there. I just miss him terribly. He helped so many veterans. He was just completely dedicated.
I certainly understand exactly how you feel and the things that you're saying. And, you know, every time you'd run into Gary, you'd always say, what have you done to help a veteran today?
Yeah, that was his mantra.
It was his mantra. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, Michael J., and I'm sorry that we don't have the opportunity to talk a little bit more, but we're going to go out today on a song that Gary loved and that I love too, and it's entitled The Last Warrior. And could you just give me about 30-second description of that song?
Yeah, it's Who's Going to Fight the Fight When the Last Warrior is Gone. Actually, they played that. You know, I was too sick to make Gary's service, but I was so honored that they used that in his service, because it was one of his favorite songs, and it did really, you know, present the challenge. Who's going to fight the fight when the last warrior's gone? Who's going to keep on fighting these righteous causes that we have, you know, committed ourselves to? Yeah. And he did. He lived it. He didn't just listen to the song. He lived it.
That's true. Well, Michael J. Martin, thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio.
Anytime, Dale. Give me a call anytime. Great talking.
And we're back here on Veterans Radio. That was Michael J. Martin from March of 2012. The other two singers that I was referring to, we were doing a program that day on veteran troubadours, was Lem Genovese and Sarge Linthicum. We've got Andy Martin, the daughter of Michael J. Martin, on the line. So I didn't mean to kind of throw that at you, but I just thought it was such a poignant
That's
interview
okay.
with him.
I like hearing Daddy talk.
He's got such a comforting voice.
Bethany, as long as he's not mad at you.
Well, that's true. I'm sure he was never mad at me, so I'm very happy about that. He mentioned in the interview that, and I wanted our audience to understand it, that both he and Doc Holliday were Vietnam veterans. Your father was in the Army and was a point man, and he received a Silver Star and Purple Heart and many other awards for the things that he did in Vietnam.
Yeah, Silver Star, Bronze Star, Purple Heart, Combat Infantryman Badge. Yeah, he was a point man for about 8.5 months.
Right. So he lived the fight. And Doc Holliday was in the Navy, and he was also over there for a long, long time, it seemed like.
I believe Doc did 3 tours, if I remember correctly.
Phew, that's like today's veterans, you know. Also, of course, we are remembering that Michael J. Martin did pass away 2 years. It's been 2 years now.
It's been almost 2 years, December 2nd of 2014.
Right. So we just love talking about his music. And I wanted to play that song, When Your Daddy Comes Home, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely. It's something that people don't always think about. They get so excited that someone's coming home, whether it be their father or their mother. They get so excited they don't remember that there's other things that are going to come with it. And it's important to remember that person's coming back different.
Right. Okay, this is Michael J. Martin. So here we go, When Your Daddy Comes Home.
When your daddy comes home, honey, we're gonna throw our arms around him. Our whole family will surround him and hold him tight. Then we'll bring him on home, honey. Show the picture you drew for him. Say a prayer and thank the Lord he's home alive. But it's gonna take time to heal. Ooh. Have to keep in mind what he's been through. Ooh. Just believe it will be fine someday. When your daddy comes home. When your daddy comes home.
This is Dale Thornberry with Veterans Radio. We hope that you're enjoying the encore presentation of Michael J. Martin and Tim Holliday's music from October 2016. So as I said at the beginning of the program, sit back and enjoy as we return to our interview with Andy Martin and more of the music of Michael J. Martin.
Comes around, our whole family will surround him and hold him tight. Then we'll bring him on home. Show the picture you drew for him. Say a prayer and thank the Lord. Home alive, but it's gonna take time to heal. Ooh. Have to keep in mind what he's been through. Ooh. Just believe it will be fine. When your daddy comes home. When your daddy comes home.
That was Michael J. Martin, When Your Dad Comes Home. Wow.
Yeah.
So many of his songs just take your breath away when you listen to them. Even, you know, you listen to them many times, I'm sure that they do. You mentioned when we were talking earlier that unfortunately you did not inherit the musical talent that you said that your dad had.
Oh, no. No. No, I used to sing with Daddy on stage when I was little. I used to stand on a chair next to him, and we did Funnifician, which was a song he wrote forever ago for a actual fishing program that used to be on. But back then, it was super cute for like a 5 or 6 year old to stand on a chair and basically make noise, you know. So, yeah, no, I don't sing.
Well, you know, there are so many albums out there, Andy, that your dad produced, and it sounded like, you know, trying to get his career off the ground, that he played at a lot of those, you know, the honky-tonk bars of Texas and all around the Southwest in the
United States. Oh, yeah. That's how I grew up, you know. I mean, that was just normal to me to be there on a Friday or Saturday night watching Daddy play, you know. So that was my normalcy. I loved it.
What do you think was it that finally, I don't know if you want to say kicked off his career, but brought him more national attention? Do you have any idea?
Well, I believe the message that him and Doc
that message resonated with people. People needed to hear that it was okay to be proud of the service that they had done for this country in Vietnam. And it just, you know, it skyrocketed. You know, everybody wanted to say it, but nobody had the courage to say it out loud until Daddy and Doc started saying it for them. Mm-hmm. And then everybody could say it. And it, you know, this brotherhood and sisterhood connected like just dots all over the country, and it brought people together. They needed that. They needed to hear that they were proud and that there was respect for it. And I believe that just brought so many people together. Those people are still proud today. You know, I mean, I'm in touch with so many of the vets that were on those marches, and that is my family. Mm-hmm. And they've helped me get through the past 2 years, you know, and I'd be nowhere without them. They've continued that brotherhood by taking me in, you know, and making sure that I'm okay all the time. I have so many surrogate parents I can't even count. I'm very lucky.
Well, you are, and you know, it's spreading the message around. I know that the first time I heard of him was Gary telling me that he had been, that your dad had been at a Vietnam Veterans of America conference or convention. And that's, you should see that I have this old carrying case, I guess you could say, CD case that Gary had. And that's where I was finding all of these CDs, and some of them were just ruined. They had mm-hmm. they had no grooves or whatever you get on a CD, they weren't there anymore. And which is why I ended up not having the songs that I had, because I was looking at the CDs. Oh, I've got that title. But when I threw it in my computer to play, it's going, don't do this to me. It hurts. No?
I sold more CDs to people when I was on the road with Daddy. Even back when he just had cassettes, I would sell more things to people because they had worn out their versions of it.
Oh, yeah.
Than anything else. And to this day, it's still the same way. People telling me they wore out their Johnny or their Time to Lay It Down, I need more copies.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same way.
Yeah,
people will listen to these until they just do not function anymore. That it's, the message is there.
Well, they're just great songs. We talked just briefly the other day that you are hoping to maybe reissue some of these.
Yes, I'm in talks with someone about reproducing the Johnny and the Time to Lay It Down CDs. I do have some of his other CDs still available, but I'm working on it, and hopefully in the I hate to say by the first of the year, I think that's cutting my time frame a little bit short, but we have the All Veterans Reunion in Brevard County, which is mm-hmm. Melbourne, Florida, at the end of April, and it's the 30th reunion, and Daddy did that gig for over 20 years, and I did it with him for 8, and mm-hmm. we will be at that, and come hell or high water, I will have those CDs. So at the very latest, by the end of April, I will have Johnny and Time to Lay It Down.
Okay. All right. Well, we're counting on that. And I want to play two more songs before we're done. We're running out of time here, Andy. I told you it would go fast.
Well, I'm a Martin. I can talk a lot.
That's fine. I'm going to ask Derek if you could find the song that says I am with my friends. And then the last song I want to play is the Who Are the Names on the Wall?
Absolutely.
Okay. So he's over there running around. I'm stretching here. We've got to load those up, but that's okay.
Well, you know, the I Am With My Friends was a song written based on a letter that was sent from the Alamo. Did you realize that?
Tell me that story.
Well, one of the warriors, it's kind of a compilation of letters that was sent from the Alamo. A man was writing to his daughter to let her know that he probably wouldn't be coming home, that this was going to be it for him. And that's what I Am With My Friends is about.
This is the real
It was a very important thing to Daddy and I, because we are ancestors, or we had an ancestor at the Alamo. So mm-hmm. being descendants of the Alamo and Texans is a big deal.
I was going to say, this is the real Battle of the Alamo. We're talking
absolutely.
Yeah, we're talking 1800s here.
1836,
yeah. There we go. See, because you're from Texas. That's why you would know these things.
Right? They kick you out if you don't.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've got this I Am With My Friends right now.
I Well, we rode down to Texas from my homes in Tennessee, looking for a reason worth fighting for. Some call it liberty. I never knew it'd be so outnumbered, but I guess I'd have to do it again. But don't you worry about me, dear daughter, I am with my friends. We had a chance to choose surrender, but we were bound to cross that line. We are the Alamo's defenders, we'll pay the price to buy some time. There's a reason to remember, it's in the hearts of all good men. But don't you worry about me, dear dog, I am with my friends. Don't you worry about me, dear dog, I am with my friends. There's never a need to explain yourself when you're a man among men. It's the most desperate situation I ever have been in. But don't you worry about me, dear dog, I am with my friends.
J. Martin, and I am with my friends. We're talking. It does. It just takes your breath away every time.
Yeah, it's kind of taken on a new connotation for me, but it's a beautiful song.
I know. I should have warned you, but it was so powerful when I first listened to it, and I can't remember the first time I listened to it.
It's always been one of my favorite songs, and it's actually the very first song I played after he passed, because it is absolutely true. He is with his friends.
He is, and he's got a lot of other friends, and we're going to go out in just a little bit on the Who Are the Names on the Wall, which it talks about, obviously, the Vietnam Wall, and, you know, some of the people that have passed away, their names are not on the wall, but I think that their passing is a direct result of whatever they were exposed to while they were in Vietnam.
Absolutely, in one form or another.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Physically, mentally, combination of the two. I mean, some of these, you know, and I know that your dad was a big advocate for the government, you know, coming forward and admitting some of the things that occurred. And so we just, that's our goal. Those of us that are still around, we're going to keep going. We had their backs then. We have your backs now. And as I say, you know, never give up, never surrender. I can't wait to
hear your voice loud.
Pardon?
Keep your voice loud.
That's right. Yes, you know, you have to be loud for people to hear you, and I think that's what is so important. And you know, we had Sammy Davis on the program a couple of weeks ago, in this kind of weird seven, you know, layers of separation thing, is that, well, you know this, but our audience doesn't, but he is married to, his wife's name is Dixie, and she was married to Doc Holliday.
Yes.
And unfortunately, he died of cancer, and Sammy's wife died of cancer, and they kind of hooked up at one of these meetings, and so, you know, now everybody's all involved, and I just think it's wonderful, and I'm hoping that, I want you to mark on your calendar right now, I think it's November 20th, that Dixie's going to be on the program, and we're going to be trying to throw more of your dad's and Doc's music together for that one.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. Anything you'd like to say? We got about 3 minutes to go, and then I want to go out on that song. So
I really appreciate you putting Daddy's music out there, not just for Daddy's sake, but for those that it helps, because that was what mattered most to Daddy. Yes, of course, you know, he loved being a musician and he loved performing, but it was the message that mattered most. And I made him that promise when he got sick that I would not let the music die. And what you're doing is helping me keep that promise. So play the music as much as you can. Get the message out there. Let people know that they're not alone, that they're not the only ones who have gone through it, that there are still people to help them, and just to reach out wherever they can.
We will do that.
And I just want to say thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Andy. I promise we will do that ourselves. All right. So that was Andy Martin, daughter of Michael J. Martin.
I'm just a bug on the windshield of life. I'm just a chuckle in the highway strife. I feel about like the flat tire, laying out in the ditch. Done the last at my last mile, I see, parked on the pit. I'm a tuckered like Tanya, haggard like Merle. Each 10 miles this truck goes takes 2 quarts of Earl. I had a hard night drinking, I feel terrible. My gas tank is empty, my bladder is full. Everybody say, I'm just a bug on the windshield of life. I'm just a drug holding highway of strife.
Drop your hands.
I feel about like a flat tire, laying in the ditch. Done the last day, my last mile, too far gone to pay. I'm a tucker like Tanya, haggard like Merle. Each 10 miles this truck goes takes 2 quarts of earth. Had a hard night drinking, I'm feeling pretty terrible. My gas tank is empty, my bladder is full. I'm just a bug on the windshield of life. I'm just a chug holding the highway for stride. Feel my life a black tie, laying in the ditch. Done left at my last mile, too far gone to fill. I done left at my last mile.
Wait a minute, I think I'm going to need my sunglasses. Oh, no, this is where he gets schizophrenic.
Rachel! Too far gone. I said I'm too far gone. I said I'm too far gone.
She's got a suitcase full of secrets that she's looking to unload. Baggage that she's carried with her everywhere she goes. And on her wrist there is a bracelet with a name she might have known. A friend or a lover lost who never came back home.
and her eyes have looked into the eyes of martyrs, and her hands have held their beating hearts, and knowing only makes it harder, and believing, Lord, that hurts too much to start. So turn away from the room for the dying. Keep your mind on keeping one alive. Turn away from the screaming and the crying. That's the only way one will survive. With her suitcase full of secrets, she stops and stands a while. She stares into the faces of the statue of three men. And they remind her of the soldiers that she'd only known a while. She wonders if they've made it back and what's become of them. She didn't even know their names, but she kept smiling. Hey, she'd learned long ago not to cry. But still there's the ghost of emotion and the beating of the heart she can't deny. So turn away from the room for the dying. Keep your mind on keeping one alive. Turn away from the screaming and the crying. That's the only way one will survive. With her suitcase full of secrets, she walks down to the wall. She finally sets her down. She shakes her head and she starts to cry. Then a soldier stands beside her. He puts his hand upon her shoulder. He gently lifts her face. He looks for something in her eyes. Said, I remember your sad eyes smiling. I don't even know your name and you don't know mine. I never even had the chance to tell you. Thank you for keeping me alive. Said, I remember your sad eyes smiling. I don't even know your name and you don't know mine. I never had the chance to tell you. Thank you for keeping me alive. Hear me now. Thank you for keeping me alive. Thank you for keeping me alive.
Callahan, and I'm proud to walk with you. A mighty good man might make a stand, but you just walk right through. Some find it hard to understand why you do what you do. But I think I know when I shake your hand, and I think you know it too. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. There's people like us all across this land, thinking the way we do. Believing in a dream, a plan, a call we can't refuse. It ain't for the glory, man. It ain't for the gold. It's a journey to remember, and we're all the last patrol. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. Beyond the call of duty, man, nobody asks us to. We just out here to live what we have to do. So I shake your hand, Billy Callahan, and I'm proud to walk with you. We may not make it to the promised land, but I bet we get a better view. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. Colorado, where did you stand? Weren't you walking to remember those forgotten men? Illinois, where did you stand? You were walking to remember the forgotten man. New York City, where did you stand? You were walking to remember those forgotten men. Walking man, doing what he can, walking to remember the forgotten man. Walking man, we're doing what we can, walking to remember the forgotten man.
Play a final song for him, but I wanted to add a couple of names to the list. I want to dedicate who were the names on the wall to Doc Holliday, Michael J. Martin, Gary Lilly, and most recently locally is David Doc Martinez. This is Who Are the Names on the Wall. Until next week, you are dismissed.
Don Michaels is on that wall. Hurley Boy, Dave Lynch, Harlan Reed, Billy Thompson. There's a lot of names that I can't recall. I never knew. Over everybody had nicknames. Okie, Doc, Zola, Booty. You hardly ever know somebody's real name. One guy got blown away on his first day. He didn't have a chance to meet him. In these places, you
might have been gone. Clayton, Sal Valley, Doc Toe, Case Allen.
Faces. Had a lot of them still virgin.
They weren't as long.
Could have been my name on it. Well, it probably is.